Welcome TLO Lumumba here at the Thika Blue Post Hotel in Kiambu County in the Republic of Kenya. And behind me is an iconic fall, which are the Chania Falls. And we continue our conversations about the continent of Africa, but we see merit in focusing on countries that have had a relationship or a comparable history with the continent of Africa. And one such country is Venezuela. Venezuela is unique in the sense that it is the birthplace and therefore the home of one of the greatest revolutionaries the world has ever known, Simon Bolivar. Simon Bolivar lived in the 19th century, and if you read history, as we were taught even in our schools in the continent of Africa, he was one of the great individuals who sacrificed all in order to liberate Latin America from the clutches of Spanish colonization. Indeed, it is not for nothing that the country Bolivia is named for him. It is not for nothing that the currency of Venezuela is named for him, the Bolivar. But let us examine a little history of this great country which gave birth to a great individual, Venezuela. Venezuela was effectively colonized by the Spanish in the year 1522. And of course, they remained in power, exploiting the resources of Venezuela as they did other places in the world. Ultimately, the agitation and the struggle for independence started in earnest. And one of the key figures in the 19th century, specifically from the year 1810 to 1822, who was involved in the struggle for independence was the indefatigable Simon Bolivar. So that by the time that the Spaniards were relinquishing their hold on Venezuela in 1821, the country known as Venezuela comprised others. It was the grand territory of Colombia, and ultimately, of course, Venezuela became independent, and we now know it for what it is, Venezuela. But Venezuela has had a checkered history. Checkered in the sense, historians say that it has had a minimum of 46 governments, but we know that the current president, who is Nicolás Maduro. But what is that history? That has been the history of a country that has been subjected to coup d'etats. It is a country that has been subjected to individual conflict with the consequences which have been devastating on the population. And that has seen the emergence of individuals who have tried to ensure that Venezuela does not go into the doldrums. It is also instructive that because of the strategic location of Venezuela, the United States of America, whose backyard it is in, has always had interest in Venezuela for geostrategic reasons. And it is therefore instructive that in the 20th century, when Venezuela had discovered oil, she acquired a very different interest because their oil was now beginning to power their economy. And not only that, the oil gave Venezuela the ability to operate in that region in a very effective manner. And we remember that during the presidency of Hugo Chavez, who was a president in the tradition of Simon Bolivar, he actually did use the resources from oil to support the administration in Nicaragua. So Hugo Chavez was indeed targeted by the United States of America because he was seen pro-Cuba, and this was found to be inimical to the interests of the United States of America, which did not want an errant country in its backyard. Of course, Hugo Chavez, during his time, used the oil quite effectively. He was a charismatic individual. He tried to use the resources to pull a critical mass of the population out of poverty, improved infrastructure, improved social services until he died. And when he died, of course, he handpicked a comrade in arm who is a different kettle of fish, Nicolás Maduro. And Nicolás Maduro has, of course, been the president of Venezuela. He has been resisted with opposition, which organizes out of the United States, led by Guaido. And of course, in the most recent elections in the year 2024, Maduro was re-elected again. But it is at a time when Venezuela has been experiencing many difficulties. Difficulties for a number of reasons. Sanctions from the United States of America, the reduction in the price of oil. So the combined effect of the reduction in the price of oil and the sanctions from the United States have had a devastating impact on Venezuela. Of course, some commentators have said that that is not true, that the truth is that there's no good governance, and that indeed the sanctions are targeting individuals, not Venezuela. But in my view, that is missing the point. If you have sanctions on those who are leaders of a country, the net effect is that the country suffers. And we have seen individuals running away from Venezuela because the bolivar, which is the currency of Venezuela, has been affected in a major way, and the inflation rate in Venezuela has skyrocketed, with the consequence that the quality of life has been undermined in a very major way. So we see a country in Venezuela which liberated herself from the Spaniards. We see a country that suffered because of political infighting. We see a country that benefited from oil. We see a country that had the leadership of Hugo Chavez. We see a country that was the incubator of one of the leading individuals in the liberation of Latin America in the person of Simon Bolivar. We see a country that has borne the brunt of sanctions, that has borne the brunt of reduction in the oil prices. We see a country that is now laboring under inflation, but we see a country whose plight we can compare to many African countries, and ours is only to wish Venezuela the best of luck as she struggles to find footing in that situation. Venezuela is a country with a past like many African countries, and hence our intention to associate with her, even if virtually, by way of reminding ourselves of her long history since she regained her independence in the year 1821, led by the charismatic Simon Bolivar. You know, Hugo Chavez was a charismatic leader, and when he rose to power, he did so on the basis of inclination to communist ideals. And that was his inclination to individuals such as Fidel Castro. And when we say that his inclination was to the Soviet Union, that was for historical reasons. By the time that he rose to power, the Soviet Union, as we knew it, had already collapsed, and what we have is the Russian Federation. And therefore, when we talk about the Soviet Union, we must be seen to be giving it a historical context, and his inclination to Russia, which was the real founder and ultimately the successor of the Soviet Union in 1989. And that is one of the reasons why indeed Hugo Chavez then had the Americans targeting him as being sympathetic to Russia. Ladies and gentlemen, even as we talk about the continent of Africa, we must never forget that the continent is not an island. Let us never forget that there are other parts of the world that have a history comparable to the continent of Africa. And that is why our focus on Venezuela reminds us that we were not alone. Let us say bye-bye before we come back again to continue the conversation on the continent of Africa. See you again.